John Batchelor with Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently of the attack on Jerusalem, on the people of Israel by Iran. A headline in the London Telegraph: Iran shuts nuclear facilities and cancels inspection amid fears of Israeli attack. Richard Goldberg, help me understand where Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program is. We've talked about it over the years. The last time I recall, they were at a point, 60% or so, where they could make a bomb quickly. Can they also miniaturize a bomb quickly? Thank you.
That is the part we don't have great insight on. Imagine we have the car factory, right, and the assembly line that has been built and perfected and continues to be perfected and modernized every single day. That's mostly what we see on display from the Islamic Republic of Iran in multiple facilities where we've seen them manufacture and perfect advanced centrifuges, figure out how to put them together in a certain way to ensure they can make very quickly high-enriched uranium all the way up potentially to weapons grade. We saw them got caught making 84% high-enriched uranium. Last year, we know they, on a daily basis, produce 60% high-enriched uranium, which is 90% of the way to weapons grade already. We know that they have worked on uranium metal that's been reported on, key components of nuclear weapons. So, you know, and obviously the delivery vehicles for a nuclear weapon in the future, the missiles, you just saw a display of them on Saturday night. So the point is the weaponization piece that you're asking about. And that's the key piece that is hardest to see because it can be done in facilities we don't know about. It can be done by a few people doing models, doing research, doing some development, trying to figure out where they left off in their nuclear weapons program years ago and where they can bring it forward. We know nuclear scientists who worked on the Ahmad plan back in 2003 are still there, still working for the secret shadow organization they call SPND. We know things go on in the university settings as well on this work. And so we should assume there is weaponization work going on. And so the question is, when are they going to be at the point where they can put together the car with the computer system that they're working on separately? They had all the pieces for the car mechanically. They need the computer system to go in the car to make the car really work. When are they ready to do that? And where are they going to do that is the other question. There is an underground facility that's being constructed right now near one of their existing nuclear facilities called Natanz. Some folks like David Albright, Andrea Stricker at FDD, they've been tracking this for years. A lot of great commercial imagery that's been released watching the construction here. We understand from press reporting this facility is meant to be more impenetrable and deeper underground than the Fordo nuclear facility is under that deep mountain. That means, I would think, they're preparing at some point to put the car together in a place where the military of foreign countries can't reach it. And that's your point of no return, potentially. So are we at a nuclear weapons threshold? Yes. Have they crossed the nuclear weapons threshold? I don't have evidence to tell you that they have, and the intelligence community tells me that they haven't. But they certainly have the capability to do so, a turnkey capability. And unless you destroy that capability, it's going to always be there.
What is to be done? The IAEA at this point has not found a solution to the questions you ask. The U.S., well, see the above, is spending time and money and diplomacy but not answering the nuclear weapons program. Is it too late to turn it off, Richard, in your measure? We have a minute or so.
Certainly, if the regime decides to halt its program, it can do so. It has done that in history. It did that in 2003, obviously, for some brief time, and then potentially moved its program into greater silos, the way that we see it today. But the sort of formalized program was halted in 2003. What happened then? The invasion of Iraq. They feared they would be next. So military threats do work with this regime if they believe you are willing to make good on those threats. And that's what's missing today, obviously, because the president of the United States said don't to Iran, and they went and launched 120 ballistic missiles. If you have the ability to stop that in its tracks and use other pressure mechanisms to try to compel the dismantling of the infrastructure, that's one step. if it's too late to compel that because they are too far along during this administration, they've accelerated to the 1 yard line, you will be left with no other choice but military action, whether that's by the United States or by Israel. And that clock is ticking right now.
Richard Goldberg for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing about what we don't know about the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran, what we don't know about the next steps in the Middle East between Jerusalem and Tehran, awaiting a decision from Jerusalem about a response to Iran's aggression.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.